Let's pray. Gracious God of peace, please guide our hearts and our minds to consider you well as we draw near to your Son's table. I pray that he would shepherd us into your presence this morning and show us your majesty. In Jesus' name, amen. Please turn with me to Hebrews 13. That's Hebrews chapter 13. I'll read verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This passage is in essence a prayer by the author of Hebrews for the audience's sanctification. He's asking God to equip the audience to do God's will. However, he says some very specific things about the Godhead in verse 20 that I want to call out for us as we prepare our hearts for communion this morning. We should see God's majesty as the Father raises the Son. I'll say that again. We should see God's majesty as the Father raises the Son. There are three things I want to call out for you, and then we'll take a minute and go over each of them in detail. First, at the beginning of verse 20, he calls God the God of peace. Second, he describes Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep and tells us that God brought him up from the dead. Third, he tells us the means that God used to bring Jesus up from the dead. That is, the blood of the eternal covenant. So first, the God of peace. The author of Hebrews leads out the prayer by referring to God, the main character in this and in every real prayer, as the God of peace. God has worked peace with his people through Christ's death and resurrection. And that's how the author of Hebrews describes him. Take that and just let it rest on you. The God of peace. Now, second, Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Let's note a couple of things here in verse 20. The great shepherd of the sheep was brought up from the dead. The shepherd died. He gave his life. And God raised him from the dead. That's the cross and the resurrection. Third, God brought him up through the blood of the eternal covenant. Christ established an everlasting covenant in his blood. God used that very blood that established that covenant to raise up the dead shepherd to eternal life. And we also will be raised back up by the power of that blood. A.W. Pink says this, "So it is according to the infinite value of his atoning blood that both the shepherd and his sheep are delivered from the grave." Yes, we should see God's majesty as the Father raises the Son. We're going to take communion now, but I need to point out who communion is for. Communion is for those who trust in Jesus and are living repentantly. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then I beg you to please think upon this God who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant and turn to him and trust him. If you won't believe in this Jesus, if you won't turn your whole life over to him, if you won't accept the forgiveness that he's offering at the cross, then please pass the bread and the juice by. Additionally, if you are living in known, unrepentant sin, that is, if you are living in a known sin and you love it more than you love Jesus, as evidenced by your unwillingness to repent, then please repent If you know that you are engaging in a wrong practice, but you refuse to confess it to God as sin and turn away from it, then I beg you to turn away from it. There is no better time than right now to confess your sins to God and seek God's grace to live as a slave of Jesus the Great Shepherd and not as a slave of sin. If you won't do that, then please pass the elements by. If you do believe in Jesus the Great Shepherd and you are living repentantly, then please join us in taking the Lord's Supper. Meditate on the God of peace who brought up from the dead the Great Shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, and the men will come and serve you. Please take communion on your own as your heart is prepared.